At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, if you are a valued customer, then you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. Real talk. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. Third hour of the show, it's your time to shine. Trash Talking Tuesday, so you'll be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You get 30 to 40 seconds to do it. You can call in about 35 minutes. So have your takes ready and come strong. Trolling or rolling with Martin Weiss before that. All right, Rob, let's go to the NBA and a interesting story in Indiana. Game between the Portland Trail Blazers and the Indiana Pacers turned ugly when Yusef Nurkic, who plays for the Blazers, who's injured. He's not even playing. He's just on the bench in street clothes. And he got into it with a fan, and nothing violent or physical, thankfully. But after the game, Nurkic rolled up on the fan, walked up to him, took his cell phone, and threw it. And the NBA has fined him $40,000. Now, Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports, friend of the show, he reported this, Rob, that the fan, and the fan was looked like a teenage boy. It looked like he was maybe 17 years old or something. According to Haynes, the fan allegedly shouted, "Your mom is trash," at Nurkic, and called his mother, of the B word. Now, Nurkic's mother, called his grandmother the B word. Nurkic's grandmother, Rob, died from COVID last year. 2020, 2 years ago. And, you know, does that explain why I reacted that way? I don't know. But this is an interesting situation. Now, let me say this. I understand fully Nurkic doing what he did. Obviously, dude, talking about your mother, you know, Rob, you talk about your, all you had to say was your mama.
Don't talk about my mama.
Right. And then the grandmother who had died. I do think, however, the NBA did the right thing. They had to fine him because you just can't have players, almost no matter what the fans say, you can't have players rolling up and, you know, confronting fans like
100%,
that.
100%, Chris.
Yeah.
100%.
You know what? You can have the league deal with the fans if they say stuff that's out of bounds, but you can't have players kind of taking that justice into their own hands because it could just get too ugly. And what I think, Rob, is that the NBA, now we have this video out there of the kid. And he's a kid. I don't know, 16, 17 years old, maybe a little older. I don't know that I give a lifetime suspension or ban from the field house, but several years, maybe 5 years, they should do to him. He should get some type of punishment too, because I think he did cross the line.
Yeah. I mean, you got to stop fans from being crazy. And just because you pay for a ticket, you can't say anything, Chris. I mean, booing is fine. Heckling, as long as it's clean and it's not racist or anything, that's fine. But if fans cross the line, then there should be a way of keeping them out of the arena.
Right. What do you think about with the league? I mean,
well, the league, I'll say this. You have to, Chris, from this standpoint. I can remember when the Malice in the Palace, which I did not go to, I missed. I had a speaking engagement, and I missed the whole thing. I watched it, and, you know, and I remember right after that, if you remember, John Saunders was on. Do you remember that post game, Chris, after that?
Well, my wife and I must have been out on a date or something. We were in the hotel lobby.
It was a Friday night.
I remember being in New York City in the hotel lobby. And I believe I remember seeing Saunders, and I remember seeing Stephen A on the show. And, you know, I can't remember exactly what they were saying at that point. But, yeah, I remember kind of watching that. That might have been when it was Saunders, Stephen A, maybe Legler and Greg Anthony.
Yeah, no, that's exactly who was on it. Okay. That's exactly because I watched it. And John Saunders was kind of blaming the fans and said he didn't. You know, didn't blame him and Stephen A. And they were all saying
Saunders was saying he didn't blame the players.
Yes, Chris, it was. And of course, if you Google that, they all apologized. ESPN had them apologize the next day because you just can't have
that. All of them went there.
All of them went there. I know Stephen A. did. And I know John Saunders did. I don't remember exactly Legler's comments. I mean, John Saunders used the S word. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
The four-letter S word?
With a Y on it, calling, like, guys the S word with a Y. But he used that term on the air.
Oh, I know. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He used that on the air.
Or if they didn't, for those that didn't
like for
go
the,
after
for,
the fans.
For the fans being that word for right. Doing what they for throwing a beer.
I mean,
you
look,
know what,
the fans were wrong.
No. I'm not. All
but,
I'm saying
you know,
is.
I know you know that. But it's
the
just
fans
a matter,
were wrong, but you can't go into the stands. You can't throw chairs. What if a four-year-old boy got hit by a chair thrown into the crowd by a player?
Right.
Like, absolutely. You can't have it.
What if even, and look, if you're a player sitting on the court or, you know, on your bench, and let's say a fan yells the N-word or something, and you run up there. Now, we understand why you're upset and all that, But you run up there and you confront him and you guys get in a fight. And then, is it fair? We get it. Like, this dude said that. You should be able to deal with it. But because of the circumstances, you have to let the league deal with it. Ban that fan for life or whatever. But you can't have players taking this into their own hands, because you could see something like the malice in the palace again, Rob, and it could be worse.
Absolutely.
You can see people really getting hurt.
That's what you can't have. And they were fortunate, Chris, with chairs
being thrown. They really were. Because was anybody major, were there any major injuries?
Not really. But I always feared that, God forbid, can you imagine a chair was thrown into the crowd and a little boy or girl was killed, Chris. You know what I mean? Or brain damage from being hit by a chair thrown in the league would be, you know what a league would be?
Right.
Like, that's why it can't happen. And if somebody is foul or does something, you need to say, point them out, let security handle it, but you can't handle it yourself. You just can't.
And I think most players know that. I mean, we've seen it with LeBron. Remember, it was, I don't know, a month and a half ago. Was it LeBron and Melo or one or the other? One of them got a fan ejected. Melo. Got him kicked out of the arena, you know, and that's how you deal with it. I'm sure Melo may have wanted to do something more, but you just got to be smart and look, let the league deal with it. Get this guy out of the arena. And look, to Nurkic's credit, he didn't roll up on the guy. Like, he didn't bum rush him. He didn't run at him. He just walked up calmly and took his phone and threw it and then walked away. And the kid was, like, saying something to him. So Nurkic was, I mean, again, I'm not saying you got to throw the kid's phone. But, you know, he was under control. But you just can't leave any place for this, Rob. Like, it just is what it is, because something really bad could happen if you start letting players and winking at players, you know,
doing
stuff like this. Yeah.
It's part of, I know it sounds unfair. Oh, that's not right or whatever, but there's just too many things that could happen.
Absolutely.
And you remember in the Malice for the Palace, Chris, a couple of fans came down on the field, on the court, and they got decked. You remember who was it?
Was it Artest?
The center.
Hit somebody. Or Jermaine O'Neal?
Jermaine O'Neal. Decked somebody.
Right.
Yeah, but he was, fans are coming on the court.
At that point, it's all,
he's
protecting yourself. Right.
Right.
At that point.
And nothing, I don't think anything bad happened to Jermaine O'Neal because the player was on the court near the bench. So he doesn't know what the guy's doing.
Yeah, I mean, if it got to a point where it's just an all-out brawl, I mean, you at that point, you're just protecting yourself. But obviously, you have to keep it away from getting to that point. And again, Rob, players have been, for the most part, we've seen these incidents with fans here and there yelling stuff that was inappropriate. And players have been cool. They've just been like, look, get them out of here, or said something to them. So they've maintained their cool for the most part, but you just don't want anything like that to happen. So the league was right. But I do hope, Rob, the Pacers deal with this fan. And again, it's a kid. I'm not saying it's got to be a lifetime ban, but maybe a 5-year ban or something like that. But you got to send a strong message to fans, too, so that they stop doing this. And Indiana, Rob, like Detroit, you know, Detroit was one of those cities that had a reputation, Rob, for the fans really getting after the opposing players. They would sit right behind the bench. I remember going there with the Cavs, going there with the Knicks and the Nets, and the fans behind the bench would just be, I mean, I don't remember hearing anything out of bounds, but they would be harsh. And Indiana has a reputation for, you know, really going hard at players. And so we'll see if they you know, do anything with that fan. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Remember, it is a Trash Talking Tuesday. So in about 20 minutes, you can start calling in 877-99 on Fox, and you'll be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. In the meantime, there's a new blueprint for Baker Mayfield. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, you're tuned into the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. And if cold candidate calls are not turning into hot hiring leads, there's only one place for you to go. It's call Indeed. Because Indeed's powerful hiring platform does make it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all from one place. So find your next great hire for your business visiting Indeed.com/credit. All right, Rob, look, I think Baker Mayfield is a good, solid quarterback. I don't think he's great. Totally understand the Browns trying to upgrade. I said, you know this, I've been saying really ever since late in the season that if I was the Browns, I would have gone after Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, or Deshaun Watson and tried to get one of them to replace Baker. And if I couldn't, I'd go back with Baker. They obviously did that and they got Deshaun. But Rob, I'm stunned at the lack of interest in Baker Mayfield. I really, because now it's to the point of where in the world is he going? Carolina says they don't want him. And they did. Remember, they did the same thing for Sam Darnold last year. They gave up a high second-round pick, a guy who was the third pick in the draft, the high draft pick, didn't pan out in New York, and they tried to make a reclamation project out of him. And that did work out. Maybe they'll try it again this year. But they, you know, have to pay him. He's on his fifth-year option. They gave up a lot to get him, and they don't want to do the same thing with Baker. Atlanta goes to Marcus Mariota. Indianapolis obviously goes to Matt Ryan. Seattle saying they like Drew Lock. New Orleans went to Jameis Winston. Like, I don't think I'm as high on Baker Mayfield as you are, but I am shocked that he's at this point where it's like nobody's showing really much interest at all.
I don't understand the Lock. I don't understand the – who else did you just mention?
Marcus Mariota.
Mariota, Chris, I've seen that act. I'm sorry. Like, really?
Yeah, I would take Baker over Mariota. I would take Baker over Trubisky.
I would too.
Now, there was a report, Mary Kay Cabot, she's been on the show before. Great reporter in Cleveland.
For a million years.
She's covering the – she was at the Plain Dealer – when I was an intern in 1989.
I know, she's been there a million years, right.
The number, another summer. Get down. That's for all y'all. If you know, you know. Some of y'all don't know.
If you know, you know.
But anyway, yeah, she wasn't covering the Browns at that point, but she was there and, you know, on her way. But anyway, she reported, Rob, that if they release Baker, they're going to have to, if they can't trade him, don't they have to release him, don't you think? Or, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess could they just send him away? They don't want to pay him, though. But even if you release him, he's getting your money.
No, he's got to get his money. Right. There's got to be something.
If he's released, she reported that Pittsburgh would love to have him, which I believe.
Oh, maybe they're just waiting, Chris, and just say maybe they'll be
forced
to give him up.
Yeah, people don't
want to
give up anything for him.
Right. At that point, that makes sense then that they're just like, hang tight. Because the Browns eventually, if nobody like is willing to give up any picks –
right.
You're going to have to make a decision. They release him, and then we're not on the hook for the money, and we'll take you.
Even that, are you surprised that nobody's – I mean, it's not going to take – what's it going to take? Matt Ryan was a third-round pick? What's it going to take, a second round, a third-round pick?
You would think so. I'm with you on that. You would think so. But it's a very weird game where we are. I just don't really get it.
Well, I do think, as you pointed out, some of it could be teams just saying, look, we're going to wait. And if he's released, then we'll try to get him. But I think a few things are evident to me, Rob. One, teams around the league, and you know they talk and you know they know stuff, they believe the immaturity stories about Baker. They really do. And you heard Ephraim talk about the tweet that Baker sent out. I didn't like it. I thought the tweet was immature. I thought it was premature. I thought it was childish. And apparently a lot of other teams may have thought the same thing. And then we saw the Chris Mortensen report about they want an adult at quarterback. And other insiders have talked about immaturity issues. So it seems to me like people definitely believe that, at least a lot of the teams. And then the second thing, Rob, and I'm stunned it's come to this point, again, this quickly, Baker Mayfield is already at the place, Rob, where wherever he goes, he's going to have to, like, win the job. Like, I would still think, as underwhelming as he's been at times, I would still think he's at the point where it's like, if he goes somewhere, he's the starter. But if Seattle picks him up, apparently he's going to have to battle Drew Lock. If the Giants, people pointing out the Giants, saying he should go to the Giants, I don't think he'd be able to handle that New York media if it doesn't go well. But even if he goes there, I think it'd be like, look, you and Daniel made the best man win. Carolina, no, Sam Darnold, Atlanta, Mariota.
I would bet on Baker.
I would bet on Baker over all those guys. But Daniel just Jones, the fact that he's at that place.
Right.
So it's interesting. But remember, there was a report that people were saying, Rob, he needed to be humble. There were, like, anonymous executives that the best thing for him is for him to be humbled. This has got to be humbling.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, come on. You're in this situation where everything is up in the air. You're on every other commercial, Chris. I mean, let's be honest.
Right.
I mean, come on. You went from that to not having a gig? Seriously.
He demanded a trade or requested. Almost the same thing. How you requesting a trade? Nobody wants you. Like, that's he thought just a few days ago, Baker thought, I'm at that level. I'm requesting a trade. In fact, I want you to send me to Indianapolis. And now it's like you're just hoping somebody will take you, give you a shot.
I'm going to say this. I think Baker Mayfield is a starting quarterback for a team in the NFL next season.
You care to name? Possibilities? Because you're not saying he's going to wait. Because there are some
I'm not talking about this coming season.
You don't know if
anybody's
going to get hurt. And you don't know where. You know, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about this season. Yeah. I think
all right, Buffalo, New England, no.
No, but
Miami,
I think the Giants are possible. I really do.
Nobody in the AFC North.
I know they like Daniel Jones, but people do get hurt.
AFC
Situations
West.
Come up. I think I'm just going to say he'll be a starting quarterback. I don't know. They might look at Drew Lock again up close. They might look at Mariota. I know they gave him a 2-year deal. Chris, they're jumping off of people ASAP. So they might just say, you know what? We thought Mariota was a little better than he is. He's not.
Rob G's got Fox Bet put something out, Rob G.
What they got?
Yeah, Fox Bet put this out. They get a daily email from them about some of these odds, prop bets. Week one, Baker Mayfield be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Minus 200, no.
Wow.
So they don't believe in him at all.
I tend to lean your way,
Rob.
Like a couple of days ago, Rob, on our show, First Things First, Kevin Wiles he brought this up. He said, look, I think there's not going to be much interest in Baker and he could end up sitting for a while, which I thought was crazy. I was like, no way. And it looks like that is actually the situation. And here, I want to throw this out, Rob, because you've thrown out Baker. Oh, he's got a playoff win. They get away from you quickly because Marcus Mariota, Rob, got a playoff win. You know, he led Tennessee to the playoffs twice.
No, I get it. But in Baker's case, that franchise hadn't won a playoff game
in
20 years. I mean,
he led them there once. But I'm just saying, Mitch Trubisky led the Bears to the playoffs twice, made a Pro Bowl. Jared Goff, there are people saying that Detroit should go after Baker and get rid of Goff. Goff led a team to the Super Bowl. Led might be strong, but you know what I'm saying? Made two Pro Bowls. Like, they are getting off of these dudes quick. So,
but that's why I think that there's a chance that Baker could get one. All right, we got trash talking coming up, don't we? Let's get there.
Yeah, look, we'll get there. We'll get there. But yeah, Trubisky's been in the playoffs a few times. So, you know, he's just winning a playoff game ain't enough anymore. So, we are the Odd Couple, and we got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
It's time for Trolling or Rolling with Marty Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me riding.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right. It's Trolling or Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss, and I'll break it down for you real quick. Just in case this is your first time hearing it. If Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
He considers himself a student of the game, both in the way he plays and how he studies it. So he doesn't shower praise lightly. So when he said young Memphis point guard Ja Morant is a, quote, future Hall of Famer, people turned their heads. Ja Morant is already on a Hall of Fame career track.
Who's first? You, I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
I get it. It's premature for sure. But if he doesn't, and it's partially premature because Derrick Rose, unfortunately, Grant Hill, who is Grant in the Hall of Fame? He might be in for college and all that. But, you know, a player can get hurt. We've seen this before. And we've also seen this. A John Wall, at one point, you may have thought was on track to be a max play or a Hall of Famer. And so I understand it's premature, but I'm going to say I will roll with it, assuming Ja is healthy and all that. It's really early, but I do think he's on that track.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I just think it's too early and premature, and we just don't know. And there's a lot of players, you just mentioned, Chris, who started out with these great careers, and they didn't totally pan out all the way, and so many things have to go right and happen. I just can't. As great of a start as it's been, I can't say he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Trolling and rolling, Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, the last two Super Bowls were won by first-year quarterbacks on their teams, Tom Brady in his first year in Tampa, and, of course, Rob Statpatrick added a Super Bowl ring to all of those stats at the end of last season. Now, the Colts have had five different... and a contract extension, right. He got some stat dollars, too, huh?
Right.
But the Colts just traded for Matt Ryan today. They've had a cavalcade of starting quarterbacks since Andrew Luck retired. Chris, trolling or rolling, Matt Ryan is the missing piece for the Colts to win the Super Bowl.
Trolling.
Oh, man. Hey.
I think they got better. He's better than Carson Wentz. I do think with that offensive line, that running game, Matt Ryan will have a very good year. Frank Reich is good with quarterbacks. But I've got Kansas City, Buffalo, Denver, maybe Cincinnati and the Chargers ahead of Indianapolis. I think they could win that division, could be a playoff team, but I can't pick them to win the AFC right now.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
Matt Ryan hasn't been good for a couple of years. I don't think this is going to work. I think Matt Ryan has been bad. I know the Falcons have been bad totally as a team, defensively as well. I'm going to say that this doesn't work out, and they'll be looking for another quarterback, maybe even during the season.
Trolling and rolling, a couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, last year, the Atlanta Hawks were the darling of the first round of the playoffs, bouncing the Knicks, while Trae Young became the villain of Madison Square Garden. The Hawks currently down four, was it four? Yeah. Right now, against the Knicks, sit 10th in the Eastern Conference with a 35-36 record going into tonight's game. Chris, trolling or rolling, the Hawks' success last season was a fluke.
Oh, I'm rolling with that.
They see me rolling.
You know, I just wasn't impressed with their roster. I mean, nice role players, but that was – it was a great run, and Nate McMillan had those guys balling. But they've come back to earth, and I think this is more in line with who they are. Trey is a great building block, and I think they'll – you know, the future could be bright, but right now this is not a very good team, and I think this is an accurate depiction of them, so – yeah, it was a fluke.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
Only because I'm not using the word fake. I say fugazi. It was fugazi. And, you know, Philadelphia choked. The Knicks weren't up ready for prime time. I don't know. Julius Randle turned to goo in the postseason. It just was bad. And they benefited from all that. Yeah, they're not ready for prime time. They're not there yet.
All right. That is our man, Martin Weiss.
You called him Marty. Stuff, did you say? What'd you call
him? I know.
Him? Marty Weiss?
Marty Weiss. You mad
who?
About that?
Marty, you know, Marty, you don't go by Marty?
I do not go by Marty. I'm not typically a fan. Well, I was just going to hope nobody noticed.
Let
just
that go.
Hey, I heard
yeah,
it.
You know, I, wasn't
I
gonna
heard it.
I was just messing on blast. Like, I know we're buds.
But I was just messing like, yeah, with my man.
That ain't me, Jim.
Right.
All right, that's our man, Martin Weiss. It's your time to shine. 877-99 on Fox. 30 to 40 seconds, you can trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. Trash Talking Tuesday is next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by AutoZone, as always. Because AutoZone's got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with over 5,600 locations across the nation, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's time, folks, for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, it's your chance. 877-99 on Fox. Chris, let's kick it off with Fernando in Vegas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Yeah, hey, fellas. Fugazi and Gula, those are words of the day.
There you go. You love it. No doubt.
I'm going to trash the NBA officials. Monty McCutcheon, the head of officials, needs to be fired. Heck, bring back Richie Powers. Bring back Daryl Garrickson.
Richie
bring back
Ron Powers?
Bring back,
wow. Yeah.
Bring back James Capers Sr. Bring up Jake. Bring them all back. Because these guys, they don't know what they're doing out there. Traveling's out of control. Carrying's out of control. I don't know, fellas. But hey, you guys.
That's only been for the last 15 years.
Fernando, your laugh is awesome, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. Dennis in Akron, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Dennis, who you trashing?
You hit it out of the park again.
Man.
Yep, I got a trivia question before I get to my rant. Mr. Parker, the only major league team in history to win 110 games in a season and lose 110 games in a season.
Win 110 and lose 110?
Yep, wow. They won 110 in a season and then they've lost 110 in a season.
Wow. I'm going to say the Cleveland Indians.
Oh, no, it's the Pittsburgh Pirates. In 1909, they won 110. They won the World Series. And in 1952, they were 42-112.
Wow.
So, my rant is with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I have been a fan of yours for 48 years. I had to survive 8 serviceable quarterbacks. Now we're going with our 9th. Why is it that you guys always seem to pick the cheapest serviceable quarterback? There are a bunch of better quarterbacks out there that were serviceable that could have helped us for 2 years. No, you go with Mitchell Trubisky, a man who, I'll admit, he led Chicago to 2 playoffs and he was in a Pro Bowl. He's a step above Mason Rudolph, but only a step. You could have gotten better. There was Jimmy G out there. There is Kirk Cousins. There is other serviceable quarterbacks you could have gotten, but you settled for the cheapest one.
All right, Dennis, there you go.
He's like, ah.
I know.
Well, hey, Mike Tomlin was at Malik Willis's workout today at Liberty. So,
is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Rossi Day in Detroit. You're on the Odd
Super
Couple.
Super Rossi Day.
That's right. You're What's on the up? Odd Couple.
What up, fellas? All right. I got 2 people I want to trash. And no, it's not Rob Parker and Chris Broussard. Check this out, fellas. This is who I want to trash. Jeannie Buss, for starters, for not bringing back Magic Johnson and firing Rob Pelinka. Hello? Are you guys there?
Yes, we're listening. We don't talk during trash. Just go ahead, do it.
Yeah, Jeannie Buss, like I said, for not bringing back Magic Johnson and getting rid of Rob Pelinka, because Magic Johnson will be the best guy to work with LeBron James, period, as far as putting the team back together. Next is Bruce Arians for not apologizing to Antonio Brown and putting him back on the team for the disrespect of taking that man off the team just because he took his jersey off, just because he didn't want to go into the game against the Jets. Are you kidding me? Listen. Antonio Brown could have won that game for them against the Rams, and then they probably could have beat San Francisco. Then it would have been sweet, sweet, pretty Super Bowl music from there.
All
Bruce Arians is
thank
up.
You.
Is up.
Swade in Memphis, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Before I trash, I just want to say I love the goop word. I love
you,
goop.
You
all
love
right,
goop
anyway,
too?
I'm trashing.
Yes.
I'm trashing people who are concerned about Deshaun Watson's pockets. Get out that man's pocket. He did what he did, allegedly. He went through the courts. He's not being charged criminally. You're trashing Deshaun Watson, but yet we love Robert Kraft, who got the same type of happy endings, and he's still the owner. So get out that man's pocket. Let that man get that 230 and call it a day. You feel me?
All right. There's Swade in Memphis. How about Anthony in Philly? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Anthony?
Fellas, what's going on, man?
I got to trash
the Cleveland Browns. And I got to trash them because I want to know who do they hire that have to walk around the Cleveland Browns organization letting every female know, hey, we're bringing in Deshaun Watson, and you better be okay with it. I'm trashing the Browns for not letting this situation meet its end. If you miss your opportunity to get Deshaun Watson because he still has to deal with those civil suits, then that's fine. And you keep working with Baker or you try to get somebody else. You wait until those suits is done. You let that man handle his business so that you can keep the respect for the females who have to work in that Cleveland Browns. So what now? Are they going to keep all female employees away from him? That's what I'm concerned about, and that's what I'm worried about, and that's why I'm trashing the Browns.
All right.
Interesting, Rob. We had, because the last two callers were completely on opposite ends of the spectrum on this Deshaun Watson thing.
Yeah, but it's a polarizing thing, Chris. It really is. Like, if he's deemed eligible to play, that's fine. That doesn't mean that people still feel good about what went down. Okay, that's just how it is.
Yeah, it's a bad situation, man. And so, like we say, we always say, hopefully the truth will come out. He's adamant about his innocence.
Yep.
Obviously, the women are very convincing. I mean, we've seen some of them, Rob, in tears. And even a lot of women who aren't even part of the suit have come out and shared stories.
Right.
And just said,
so
that
it ain't
they
everybody's
don't want money.
Like
just,
looking
right.
for money, right?
Right, right. So, boy, you know, just, you know, hopefully Deshaun, whatever happened, he learns from it and he'll go on to be a better man and a better person. And, you know, we'll see. But it's not a good situation, even as we overlook it for the sake of sports, right? All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, signing off. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and SoundCloud to download the Odd Couple. Subscribe, leave us 5 stars. And a nice comment. And keep it locked right here. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM83. For Mike Harmon and Jason Smith, they bring heat.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health. With great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. Or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.